life, give him a call. Tell him to join us for the second hour coming up. When we began this show 10-plus years ago, it was just a one-hour show, and then immediately within a few weeks it went to 90 minutes, and then a few weeks after that it went to 2 hours, and then we run out of time. Isn't that crazy? But we do. We love being on the air every single Sunday afternoon live right here. And then, of course, we love the fact that StarcomRadioNetwork.com picks up our shows and plays this show at 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Just go to www.StarcomRadioNetwork.com. One thing we do at the top of every hour here on the station is station ID. All right. There are five stations that come out of this one station here, Tantalk Network. There are three that are AM stations, 1340, 1350, and I believe 1400. I can't see it behind. It's right behind you, Wendy. It's 1400 AM. Then a couple years ago, we were able to become an FM station, which is amazing. So we are 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM. And so five stations come out of this one station, which is the outreach is all over the Tampa Bay area. But with a wonderful, amazing fact of internet, the internet address that you can listen to this show and our Thursday night show around the globe is www.tantalknetwork.com. And so that's how you can do that. You can also go into TuneIn Radio, which is an app you can get, and put in those call letters, 106.1 FM, and you'll be able to listen. Okay, so with all that said, wow. Yeah, I feel like I'm amped. And Megan talked to us about that. Nan just responded to that. Was it you that responded, or was it Megan? It was Nan. All right. Thank you, Wendy. Keep me straight here. Okay, Megan, we got Wendy remembering everything for us. Go ahead, Megan.
Well, I'm glad we've got some brains in there because I don't have them today. you know, I do feel amped up today. And it's that peace that I received at church this morning is that the Lord pointed out to me through the pastor and through this radio show that, Megan, I know how you've been feeling. And it's okay that you've been sad. It's okay that you feel like you're out in the water, then there's no one there, but I'm here. I'm still right here, and I need you to take my hand.
Right.
And I had crocodile tears this morning in church, y'all.
It's been a crying day.
Woo, it has.
Man.
But I needed it.
Yes.
And I'm still doing it. I'm just sitting here weeping and shaking, and I know that it's the Lord working through me because it's like he's going, yes, Megan, you know, he's at the infield, at the football field, yes, Megan, come on, you've got the hit. You're almost there.
Right.
And he does that. He cheers us on.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, they finally got it. They finally saw what I needed them to see. Now come, run into my arms and let me hold you and show you this peace. And
right.
That's where I am today. And that's why I'm so
yes.
excited about life. It's because I didn't give up and I'm not going to because I know who's pulling me along.
Woo! Oh, so true. Nan, you want to comment on that too? Wow. Wow.
I don't know what to say after that, to be honest with you.
Well, it's right on.
It's
so
right
why
on.
Don't we just go to this song, Our God is an Awesome God. How about that?
Ooh, yeah.
What a great way to start the second hour. Wendy's shaking her head. That means she's in favor of this song. You guys can sing it along with us because the words are simple. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Guess what? Our God is an awesome God. Love this long intro. Gets you ready for this wonderful song. Remember, Megan, we did this at Revival when I was up there in October.
Yes, ma'am.
Great song.
We'll be right back.
awesome God. Whoa, isn't he? Isn't he? Yes, he is. Okay, Nan, what you got from God?
I got from God.
Just a minute. This is a long ending right here. Woo! Doesn't it make you just want to praise God?
It does.
It does. Doesn't it just give him a clap offering and praise his holy name?
Yes,
amen,
amen,
amen, amen,
amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Go, Nan.
I am an awesome God. Believe that this is true. I will work all things together. Through these trials, I will carry you.
Yes.
Believe that I'm here for you. Everything will truly be okay. You will see with amazement what I'm going to do, for I am making the way. So praise me now for the blessings. I am making the way for you. Despite what things seem now, these difficulties, you'll make it through. And I think it's just encouragement to us of who he is. He is an awesome God. We can praise his name.
Oh,
he is an awesome
yes,
God.
He's
there for us, and he moves in the situations in our lives. We gain strength, and we become stronger
yes.
as we lean upon him to help us through difficulties that come our way.
I tell you, my text is going crazy, Wendy. I don't know if you can see what's going on in here from where you are, but people are listening, and they're texting in that it's a great show, and God is blessing. Praise God. You can text directly to my phone anytime, 24/7, 365. That's as great. I'm giving you this number, but it is our ministry number, and it is connected to my phone, and it is 727-888-4171 if you want to comment as we are going through the show. This is not a call-in show. But the other thing that we want to mention right now, 727-888-4171. Write that down. We're going to start something new today. And if you need prayer for a particular need, go ahead and text me on that number sometime in the next 30 minutes. And at the end of the show, we will pray specifically out loud for your need. Okay, so that number, write it down somewhere. It's the number you need to hang on to. Comes directly to my phone, 727-888. 8 is the number of resurrection and new life. Ha-ha. I picked this number intentionally. 727-888-4171. 4 is the number of worldwide evangelism. 1 represents God Almighty. 7 is God's perfect number. 1 represents God Almighty. So that number was intentionally planned by me. So here it is. Our area code is 727. Again, it is 888-4171. Write it down somewhere. Let's go back to Abraham. Abraham in Genesis chapter 22 has to go and lay his son Isaac on the altar that he makes. He has wood. He's getting ready to put fire there. And he takes the wood and puts it there on verse 6, which they've been carrying all this three-day journey. Isaac was carrying it in this last little. That's amazing. And there's a type of that because Jesus took our humanity on himself on the cross. The wood in the scripture is always talking about our humanity. So interesting that Isaac, which is a type of Jesus being sacrificed for our sins, Isaac was laid on laid right there on that wood. You know, it was like, wow, for our humanity. So anyway, and then Isaac says to Abraham in about verse 7, Father, ? Like, what's going on? Yes, my son. And Isaac, Abraham says, we have flint and wood. No, Isaac says this in verse 7 of Genesis 22. We have flint and wood, but where's the sheep for the burnt offering? Abraham said, son, God will see to it. This is where Abraham calls God Jehovah Jireh. I think it's actually spelled Y-R-I-R-E-H. We a lot of times spell it J-I-R-E-H because it's easier for us to say than Yireh. But it is God will see to it, or God is our provider. The Lord our provider, or the Lord will see to it. And Abraham said to Isaac, there's a sheep for the burnt offering. There will be. And they kept on walking. This is as they were walking. Verse 9, they arrived at the place to which God had directed him, and Abraham built an altar, and then he laid out the wood, and then he tied up Isaac. Whoa, this is crazy. And laid him on the wood. And Abraham reached out and took the knife to kill his son. And you have to picture this. The knife is up in the air in the hand of Abraham, getting ready to kill his son, when just in the nick of time, God's perfect timing. If you missed our Facebook post from 10 days ago, it was hashtag perfect timing. God has perfect timing. Go back and listen to that Facebook post again. And God said, don't lay a hand on that boy. Don't touch him. Now I know how fearlessly you fear God. You didn't hesitate to place your son, your dear son, on the altar for me. And then Abraham looks up and sees a sheep, a ram, caught in by the horns in some underbrush. And Abraham took the ram. That's what God had seen to it to provide the sacrifice. And it wasn't Isaac. Sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. That's verse 13 of Genesis 22. Talk to us, Megan.
You know, that just is such a strong visual image in my brain right now. The magnitude of standing over your son and knowing that your son was the sacrifice that you were going to be making, but yet you could proclaim to your son that the Lord would come through. And being able to have that much trust and that much faith in God, it blows me away. It blows my mind. Because I can't imagine that I would react the same way that Abraham did with that situation. I don't know how I would react, but it amazes me that there was no doubt that he knew that the Lord was going to come through, and that how much the Lord felt such love for Abraham, following him and listening to him and having no doubt in him. And that I know that the Lord wants us all to be that way.
Yes, he does. And he loves it when we recognize his hand at work in our lives. Like here, God had already provided a ram right there in the underbrush, in the thicket, waiting to be used because of God's name, Jehovah Yireh. The Lord will see to it. God will see to it. God will provide. Talk to us, Nan. Good stuff.
Well, I like what you just said there. Then God will provide.
Yes.
And he will in his timing. I believe Megan earlier said that God has perfect timing. I think Megan said that.
I don't know, but yes, he does.
He does. And, you know, we just have to wait on his timing, you know, and that's, there again, that's when our faith grows, as we continue to wait upon him and look to him for guidance and direction and protection and everything that we need. Our faith is growing, and, you know, I mean, I, like Megan, don't know that I could have taken I do have a son. Only one child, and I don't know that I could have done what Abraham did. I don't know that I could do. I don't know.
Well, he did it, and he's a great example for us. And I'm going to throw another song in here because I think our audience needs to hear it. God just spoke to my heart. I wasn't going to use this song. All things are possible. Let this apply to your life right now. We got crazy stuff going on in the studio in there. Nan and Wendy are getting super into this music. So, wish I could see you, Megan. I bet you are, too. Praise God. Take this for your own life right now. All things are possible. whatever you're believing for right now, your healing, finances. Get it down on the inside of you. We put that extra song in there. Reminds me of Matthew 19:26, where Jesus says, with God, with man, there's things that aren't possible. But with God, all things are possible. Write that down and get that down on the inside of your heart right now. It's a precious promise to hang on to. Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. Whatever you're believing for right now, maybe it's a financial miracle, maybe it's a healing in your body, maybe it's a restoration of relationship. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be all kinds of things, work issues, whatever. God is able, because all things are possible. If you want to text us with a prayer request, and we will pray for you specifically towards the end of the show, 727-888-4171 will come directly to my phone right here in the control room at the radio station. Talk to us, Nan. God gave you something.
He did. All things are possible. Look to me with trust. You can receive my direction. Trusting me is a must. So, what will you do, little one? Will you believe all things are possible? You will gain so much faith, and of that you will feel so full. So praise me even now, while the answers you don't see, I will move in your situations. Of the trials, you will be free.
Whoa, that's so good. You can email me. Now I'm going to give you my email address along with the text number I gave you a minute ago. My email address is pastor@bohmglobal.com. If you want a copy of that. That is a powerful word. Nan, I'm going to have you read it one more time. You can just email me and say, send me that second word around the 420 mark in your show yesterday, and I'll be happy to do that. And that is pastor@bohmglobal.com. Go ahead, Nan.
All things are possible. Look to me with trust. You can receive my direction. Trusting me is a must. So what will it be, little one? Will you believe all things are possible? You can gain so much faith, and of it you will feel so full. So, praise me even now, while the answers you don't see. I will move in your situations. Of the trials, you will be free.
That's just a word from God in poem form. That is just a word from God today. Talk to us, Megan. Right on.
Amen. That point is right on. And, it's the same for anybody listening. You don't know the answers to the outcome or what the outcome is going to be of the test that you're in right now, but it's important to praise him for his goodness.
Amen.
And to praise him that he's sustaining you right now where you are. That, if you're down or if you're feeling like that you have no way out, yeah, you do. And you know that that's the Lord God Almighty.
Amen. And you're right on, both of you. I want to take us back to Genesis 22, verse 8. When Abraham said, son, God will see to it. See, Abraham knew that about God, that God had a plan. And even though he had his knife up in the air, it says in the book of Hebrews that that Abraham thought this. It's so cool that we have insight into what Abraham thought. He thought, well, if I have to kill him, God will raise him up, because God promised heirs through Isaac. So Abraham knew, because we know, we have insight into what his thought process was, that if God had Abraham kill his son, that God would raise him from the dead. That was also a forethought about Jesus, that even though God the Father did allow Jesus to die on the cross, Jesus already knew the plan. He was coming back. He was being raised up. Woo! That reminded me of that old Dallas Holmes song, I Will Rise Again. I will rise again. Oh, good song. Anyway, Nan, it is so often that we get so discouraged in our situation, our circumstances, that we don't think that God's going to see to it. We don't think he's Jehovah Yireh. or Jaira. We just don't think he is because we think this thing is so big that we're going through. And our trials and our problems are big. They are, especially to us.
That's so true. I could think of a big trial I had many years ago. And we've talked about faith growing. Abraham's faith grew as he went through living, the promise of you'll have a son 25 years later. His faith had to be building during that time, I believe. And then he had the son. So his faith was building. And, I know in my own life, my faith was building so that when I faced a very difficult challenge, because I had already had faith in some other situations that had gone on, it prepared me for that situation, and it was a big situation. But in the midst of somewhere in all that big situation, God gave me peace. The peace that passes understanding. And, the Lord will do that for the listeners, those people who are listening. He will give you that peace. I believe that Abraham had peace in his situation because he wasn't grumbling to God. And don't take that wrong. We can share with God how we feel.
Right.
Absolutely. God, please help me with this. I'm feeling this. He knows how we feel, but we tell him how we feel. We feel a closeness with him when we can trust him with our own feelings.
Absolutely.
You might have a friend that you can really trust, and you share your feelings with that friend. You know that friend's going to keep that to themselves. They're not going to share it with other people.
Right.
We can share with our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And, I would even step out and say that perhaps even Abraham was praising God as he was going through those 3 days. You're going to provide, Father.
Yes.
I know you're going to provide. And he did provide in a very wonderful, miraculous way.
Woo! Talk to us, Megan. Right on then.
There it is, right on. And, he had to have peace because if not, he probably would have got sidetracked. And, even myself, I know I get sidetracked, but then again, it swings back to the fact of our human nature, is that it's so easy for us to get distracted.
Yes, it is.
There's so many levels of distraction that the devil will throw at you. But that's through prayer and through building our faith and seeking out Bible study, seeking out church, seeking out, fellowship with other believers, where that we are strengthened during those difficult times.
Yeah. Woo, right on. I told you I threw in that extra song, All Things Are Possible, for some of our listeners today. Here's the one I was going to do, so we're doing it too. Press On by the group Selah. Some of you may feel so discouraged right now in your events and your life situation. That's why we had decided to start this new habit here on this show of allowing you to text in your prayer requests live so that we can pray live on the air for you in a little while. Again, that text number is 727-888-4171. Press on, dear one. Don't give up. Love this song. Don't give up. Don't give up. God's got a plan. He's working his plan, and he loves you so very much.
Dear Lord, with
out there today in Radio Land, God will provide the strength for you to press on, just like Abraham had to do. He had to climb. He had to climb and walk for 3 days. You can press on, dear one. Nan, you got another poem from God? I see you signaling me from the studio.
Yes, I'm signaling.
All right. Give it to us.
Little one, press on. Your victories will be soon. I am traveling with you. These difficulties, you will make it through. I am with you right now. I will uphold you with my power. Press on in my son's name. You won't feel the same. You are growing in faith through this. Of my comfort, do not miss. Press on in my son's name. You will not feel the same. In Jesus' name, press on. Through your situations, you will become strong.
Whoa, right on.
You know, it was just, when I was writing it, I almost started crying. The teary day that we've had.
Yes, it has been.
You know, but because it's pressing on. You know, like the song said, pressing on. And, you know, we need to press on in whatever is happening in our press on. You in press on in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's the powerful part. Yes. You just press on, but there's a difference in pressing on and pressing on in Jesus' name.
Oh,
that's
amen.
A world of difference. You know?
Amen. Because you're not just getting up every day and going, oh no, another day. But you're going with the name above amen. Every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, I don't know what verse, 8 or 9 or something like that. But still, when we understand the value and the importance of the name, and here, when Abraham said to his son, Jehovah Yireh will provide the lamb. That was, God's going to see to it, son. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, that's what the Lord tells us as well, is that the Lord is going to see us through. And it's not going to come in our timing. It's going to come in his timing. And if you look at the scripture, that was the most opportune, perfect time possible. Abraham was getting ready to kill his son.
Right.
The knife was in the air.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, in the snap of a finger, there was that ram.
Yes.
Tangled up in those vines.
Right.
That just speaks of his perfect nature, that it's going to come at the most perfect time. You've got to be watching for it.
Got to be watching, got to be waiting for the provision, whatever it is in your life. It could be healing for your body. It could be for some pain to leave your body, or a lump to leave your body, or your back to quit hurting, or your ankle, Wendy, to not need surgery, which we are agreeing with you on that. It could be that you have a financial need that is huge and overwhelming, or your husband needs a job, Megan, or whatever the case may be in your life. God says today, reach out and believe in the God who sees to it, the God that provides for your need. Believe God and begin to thank him before you see the answer. Talk to me more on all of that, Megan. Talk to us more. Ugh.
Well, you know, there are times, and even for me, that I couldn't see the answer, and I still don't see it. But I know that in his perfect timing, there's going to be a job come available for my husband that's going to be the one that's set out
amen.
By God for him.
Right.
And that's what we're believing for. And, you know, we have to keep moving forward. We have to keep, you know, deepening our prayer requests.
Yes.
And making ourselves more vulnerable to the Lord's move. And to tell the Lord that, Lord, I'm ready to do and go and be what you want me to be. That's the importance of all of it.
You're exactly right. And when we do that in obedience and recognize that God's got a plan that we can't see. And I think because I'm a little older than y'all, I think that because I've lived and walked this really since 4 years old, when I felt like God spoke to my heart that he was going to use me in ministry at age 4 for the first time. And I feel like because I've walked this long, that most of these tests that happen in our lives, yes, are to show us what we are and where we need to make improvements in faith and shore up and all that. But they are life stories. They're a way to communicate to others, just like the Bible is full of life stories. Abraham, this event is for us to grow from this event. And it's all recorded right here. And we know in Hebrews what Abraham was actually thinking. He was thinking, well, God, if you make me kill my son, you'll just raise him up from the dead. I love it. We know what he was thinking. Talk to us, Nan. Powerful stuff. Man, I'm going to go crying again. Dang,
crying.
I've been crying all day, haven't I, Nan?
Yes, ma'am. I do think it's insightful that in Hebrews the Lord chose to enlighten us into the mindset that Abraham had during that time. And, oh, could we have that kind of faith in him?
Yes, yes.
It's just amazing how he did that, you know. I just found the verse.
It's Hebrews 11:19. Write it down, people. This will help your faith. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. So we know what he was thinking. He was thinking, well, if I have to kill him, it doesn't matter because God can raise the dead. And I wrote in my Bible near that Hebrews 6:19, clear back in March 11th of 2011, and I took a day from my work and everything and spent the whole day in fasting and prayer. And one thing that God spoke to me on March 11th, 2011, that I've heard many times, and I've preached this sentence many times, but it really came full circle to me. It takes an impossibility to have a miracle. And at that point, I was losing my home. I had nowhere to go. That was the Great Recession. Things were terrible for me financially. God just spoke to me and reminded me that it takes an impossibility to have a miracle. So that's for somebody out there right now. And somebody that is going through something very difficult, just know that God's going to use your life story to bless many others. Talk to us, Megan.
Sorry, I couldn't get my phone unmuted. You know, the same thing with Abraham and Isaiah was, you know, that he knew that the Lord could resurrect people from the dead. And that scripture has always resonated with me since I knew that I had to let grace go. And I'm not saying that it made it easier, but it made it less hard on me because I knew to let my son go, that I'm going to see him again.
Yes, yes.
And that is something that continues to keep me going, and it continues to keep me focused
right
on being, you know, focused on the Lord, because I know that no matter whatever comes my way, that the Lord has got my back. He's right there beside me. He's pulling me through. And that's where we need to learn to pull our strength from, is from him. You're not going to find it anywhere else on the earth. You're only going to find it in the arms of your Savior.
Amen. Amen. And I announced earlier at the start of this hour that we're starting something new on Living the Good Life. And that is that if you text us your prayer request, we'll pray live here on the air. We're going to play a song, and right now I don't have anybody that has texted a specific request. I know this is a new thing. So if you're going to do that, do it right now, 727-888-4171, and we will pray. We've had a lot of people commenting on the show, but we haven't had a specific request. So if that is you and you want to do that, now, of course, this has to be during the live show. When you're listening on Starcom Radio Network or on the podcast, we can't do that right then. So anyway, Nan, do you have another comment here before we do this song? This is a very precious song coming up, Give Me Jesus by Danny Gokey. Love it. Love it.
Just that I encourage the people to really take heart to what is being shared with them today.
Right. And you know, Megan, we did this song in revival too. And I'll tell you, all heaven came down, didn't it, when we did this song back in October. Because, guys, it's all about Jesus being the healer of our bodies. It's all about Jesus being the one who provides for our financial needs. It's all about Jesus, the one who says in Matthew 19:26, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Your need right now is not too big for God. It is not. God wants to move in your circumstance right now. You still have a couple minutes to text that in if you'd like to. 727-888-4171. I think this has become my new favorite, absolute favorite song. Danny Gokey, Give Me Jesus.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, oh, give me Jesus. Yeah.
God. We only want you, Lord, mighty God. Oh, Jesus, we need you. We're a people that's hungry for you to move in our lives. Oh, Lord, we need you so much. Just give me Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's so many out there right now that have needs. Lord, for the person that's battling the threat of cancer right now, we ask in the name of Jesus that you take care of that and heal it in the name of Jesus. There might be more than one person suffering, but Lord, we ask right now that you move your healing hand across that individual and the place that needs to be healed. Lord, for little Bobby, one of our little people, William's son, Down syndrome, he's in surgery right now. We just got text. He's in surgery. He's very, very seriously ill. He's 60 years old. But we are believing God for them to be able to take care of the issues that he has. And, Lord, we just lift up Bobby to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, for Ben, Megan's husband, and, of course, Megan and Andrew and Zoe Grace, we claim a job for this man, the right job, the job that you have already ordained for him to have. Open that door that no man can shut it. And, Lord, lead him through to the job that is perfect for him and for his family with sufficient funds that they need in their lives. Lord, for those that are suffering in relationships, marital issues, Lord, you know who they are. And we ask, without mentioning their names, that you would move mightily in their individual lives right now to cause them to rely on you to heal the brokenness in that marriage and to bring it back. And actually bring it to a place that's never been before, where they are seeking you and they are loving each other and their children with all their hearts. Lord, we claim that right now in Jesus' name. For those that have financial burdens, you know who they are. You know those that need a touch from you financially. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will see to it, Jehovah Yireh, the God who sees to it. You would see to the financial provision that is needed in those lives of so many. For those that are battling depression, anxiety, worry, panic, Lord, we stand against that in those lives right now. And we speak peace. You are our peace, Jehovah Shalom. You are our peace that passes all understanding. We speak peace into every one of those lives right now. Lord, for the abusive situations and marital situations, we speak freedom to those that are bound in abuse. Lord, that you would cause them to find a path out, that you would lead and direct, and that the abuse would stop. Mentally, physically, financially, every kind of abuse. We stand against it in the name of Jesus. We declare a blessing on every listener who listens live right now and in the future. We ask, Lord God, that you would move mightily in their heart today through this show and cause them to realize that you love them so very much and that your plan is a good plan and that you are our good, good Father. Bless everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Just got a text from someone. They asked for prayer, and it was a physical and mental issue. And so we just lift that person up too, Lord. You know who that person is. Oh, praise God. Megan, wow. This I just got to recommend to our Beacon people that they go back and listen to the show again and again. God has done a mighty thing here today, Megan.
He really has, Pastor, and man. This has been, for me, been like almost like a day of revival in my spirit.
Praise God.
So, you know, being on the air has been amazing today, and I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit has shown up and shown off today on the air like he always does, and that, you know, even through the words that I've spoken, that it's ministered to my spirit. And I hope that it's done the
same. It works that way, doesn't it? When we minister to others, I said that to somebody the other day. I said, you know, even though I'm going through a very difficult time in an area of my life right now, when I get up there on Wednesday night and teach the word and do the Facebook post, it ministers to me, and I walk away from there encouraged and uplifted. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, when you were praying, Pastor, I felt within my spirit, I don't know if they're listening now or listening in the future, but someone who's contemplating taking their own life.
Okay.
I just take authority over that right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I know what it's like to be that way, little one, whoever's listening.
Yes.
Because I have been that way a long time ago.
Yeah.
In a situation. You can be freed from those thoughts.
Yes.
Right. Email in to bohmglobal.com. Again, bohmglobal.com. We will stand in prayer with you and for you. We will help give you guidance. Pastor will give you scriptures. You're a precious, precious child of God.
Yes.
And he loves you so much.
Amen.
And he doesn't want to see you do something to yourself. You're a value.
Yes.
He loves you. And he gave his son for you. Jesus died and rose again for you. You are special. You're special. And I take authority over that spirit in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen. We agree. And that prayer line, she had it almost right. It's prayers at bohmglobal.com. It's prayers. Put that first. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Talk to us, Megan.
You know, if anyone has a sense of heaviness, you are worth more than, way more than what the devil is putting in your mind right now.
That's right.
You're worth way more than anything you can imagine, because
right.
The Lord created you, and the Lord wants you in his arms for eternity.
Amen.
He doesn't want you spending eternity in hell.
Right.
And, you know, it's so vitally important, you know, to get and form a relationship with the Lord so that you can start living that life of joy and peace that we talk about every Sunday on the air.
Amen.
And, you know, and find a way into that love and that grace and that joy, because once you're there, no matter what comes your way, you know that it's always there to catch you when you fall.
Amen. You know, Megan, I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to pray the prayer, the sinner's prayer, for anybody out there who is not sure for a fact that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. If you're not sure about that, now's the time to declare with us. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
In the precious name of Jesus, your Son.
In the precious name of Jesus, your Son.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe he went to the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that he went to the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God the Father raised him from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised him from the dead.
And I ask you now, Lord Jesus.
And I ask you now, Lord Jesus.
To forgive me for anything and everything.
Forgive me for anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I invite you to come and live on the inside of me right now.
I invite you to come and live on the inside of me right now.
This is my day of salvation.
This is my day of salvation.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that along with Megan and you really have nailed that down, your salvation, we'd love to hear from you. You can email me one more time, pastor@bohmglobal.com, or just send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We will get back with you, and we want you to know that you are loved, and we are praying for you. I'm going to give you each a chance to say something else before we get out of here. I mean, time has flown by. Nan, you're first.
Well, I just would encourage the people to take part of everything that's been shared today, and to really recognize how obedient Abraham was. That is like such an awesome story.
Right.
And such an example set for us of having faith that God will provide.
Right.
That God will provide. It doesn't matter what things look like. And they may look pretty bleak. But God will provide in his timing, just as the timing was perfect, as Abraham was raising the knife.
Perfect timing is
when the angel spoke to him, and then he saw the ram, heard the ram in the distance, go out in the thicket. So just that they would apply this to their lives and grasp hold of this concept that God, he is there and he will help us, and our faith will be increased as we move forward.
Amen. Again, the last two Facebook posts have been hashtag perfect timing. That was 10 days ago. And this past Wednesday night was hashtag testing time. And there's a bunch more of these Facebook posts on our Beacon of Hope Ministries webpage or Facebook page. And on my personal one, too. Megan, give us a final word.
Well, I am just so grateful that the Holy Spirit not only ministered to myself, but to all of the people that are going to listen to this broadcast.
Yes.
Because it's just so relevant, and how amazing God is, that this is the scripture that we are talking about today, is Genesis 22, because it was a scripture that I highly read through during the trial and loss of Grayson. And it's just amazing that the Lord keeps bringing me back and showing me Abraham's devotion.
Right.
And his love for the Lord and how much he trusted in him. And that's exactly what I am to do for the remainder of my life, and how I need to keep falling back on that, and the amazement and how much I admire Abraham and his strength that he had to go through and do what he had to do, in that sacrifice that he was going to make of his son.
Amen.
And I just see right now that this story gets down on the inside of you too, and shows you that having that type of fearless life will lead to an eternal life with the Lord, and it will lead you down a path of pure blessing.
Praise God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Megan. You're amazing. And Nan, you both. This has been an incredible show, one that we will not soon forget. So tell your friends about it. You can go to the podcast right here at tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast, get that tab, and then go down to Living the Good Life, and you can hear it again. Tell your friends about it. Also on starcomradionetwork.com this Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Okay, so don't forget our life coaching counseling show every Thursday night at 6 p.m. with Dr. Angel Falzoni and me. She's a PhD, licensed mental health counselor. A lot of good help for you there. It's a one-hour show, 6:06 p.m. right here on tantalknetwork.com. So our website for the ministry is www.bohmglobal.com. bohmglobal.com stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. bohmglobal.com. And for our Go Yard show, it is goyard2014.org. It's an O-R-G, not a .com. So we hope you can check out the websites and that you would continue to really study the Word and know that God loves you so much. It's been great to be here with you today. From Megan Kramer, Nan Watson, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, from Beacon of Hope Ministries, we brought you the Word of God today. And Wendy's joined in, too. She's been a real support in there in the studio today. God bless every one of you. Tune in again next week. We are always right here live. 3 o'clock Eastern Time, TantalkNetwork.com. God bless you. Have a good week. If you have any prayer requests, send them to prayers@bohmglobal.com. See you soon.